Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning to all of you. And a word of welcome to all our brothers and sisters, families and friends who are following us via television, computers, and also radio. Today we gather as God's holy people to celebrate this feast of Christ the Good Shepherd. Jesus says he is the Good Shepherd. He knows all of us by name. He calls us and we recognize his voice. In this Mass we ask the Lord to help us to have keener ears that we might listen to Jesus when he calls us, leading and guiding us to his God the Father.
Hello.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul and Barnabas continued on from Perga and reached Antioch and Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered the synagogue and took their seats. Many Jews and worshipers who were converts to Judaism followed Paul and Barnabas, who spoke to them and urged them to remain faithful to the grace of God. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy, and with violent abuse contradicted what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. But since you have rejected it and condemned yourself as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirred up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went on to Iconium. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Faithful from age to age. a reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, had a vision of a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation, race, people, and tongue. They stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. Then one of the elders said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they stand before God's throne and worship Him day and night in His temple. The one who sits on the throne will shelter them. They will not hunger or thirst anymore, nor will the sun or any heat strike them. For the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Gospel of the Lord.
Easter season, the church dedicates this Sunday to the feast of Christ the Good Shepherd. And in today's gospel, Jesus reminds us that He is the Good Shepherd who knows each of us intimately. He knows our names, He knows our voices, and we recognize Him when He calls us. There are two portraits of Jesus that I find most comforting. And one, that is when at His birth, when He lays in the manger as a little infant baby. The other is the image of Christ the Good Shepherd with the sheep on His shoulders. When the pictures of Jesus, different pictures of Jesus was shown to CCD children to see which one they most attracted to, the majority of them choose the portrait of Christ the Good Shepherd. And when they were asked why, they're saying that because he seemed to be very gentle and very loving. Indeed, that is who Jesus is. He knows each of us by name, and we're supposed to recognize his voice. It's not easy to recognize people's voices, especially the day before the mobile phones and smartphones. We have a landline, and people call, and you have to do your best to guess who it is. There's no caller ID or anything like that. Even nowadays, with all the modern technologies, with the caller IDs and pictures of the person on it, and with FaceTime and all these things, sometimes we still get one number that is not entered yet, and we have no idea who is it that calling. Sometimes they might be local, but the phone number is from California or New York, because everything is local now. I remember one time there was a young lady who called. She was just visiting to the cathedral, although we a big church building-wise, but with the membership-wise, not so big. But we do have visitors coming in and out of this place quite often. So this one young lady, she wanted to do some business, and I told her to give me a call during the week so that way I'd be able to give her more time. And so the next day she called, and I answered the phone, and she recognized me right away. Of course, anybody recognize my voice? I'm Vietnamese, I have an accent. And so she said, "Father Han," I said, "Yes." And I said, who is it speaking, please?" And she could tell there was a disappointment in her voice. "You don't recognize me? I talked to you yesterday." And I said, "Well, why don't you tell me your name again and the nature of your business so that way I know who I talked to, because I talked to a lot of people." It's not easy recognizing people's voice. And yet, Jesus boldly claimed that he knows each of us by name, and he knows our voices, and we recognize him when he calls us. We don't have shepherds nowadays in our country, at least I don't see around here in the city. Maybe there's some out there away, far, far in the rural area, but even then, people, farmers or ranchers, they would just have fence and they put their sheep in there, and the next day they move them to the next lot with the fresh grass, so they don't need to hire a shepherd. Now, in Europe and in the Middle East, they still have shepherds. And in Europe, the shepherds shepherding the sheep differently from the shepherds in the Middle East. In Europe, the shepherds shepherding the sheep from behind. They nudge the sheep on to go out to find green pastures. In the Middle East, however, the shepherds would lead the sheep out of the pen and lead them to the good pastures. I was in the Holy Land about 24 years ago as a priest, a newly ordained priest, and one day I found myself with a group of priests, about 63 of us, at the shepherd's field where they have a pen size about maybe this cathedral, and there were sheep from many different shepherds. They gathered together at night together for protection and also for warmth sometimes. And so in the next morning, the shepherds were there, they line up, and they went to the pen, and they opened the gate, but the sheep didn't just rush out. The first shepherd would whistle, and lo and behold, his sheep would separate themselves from all the other sheep, and they line up and they follow the shepherd walking out. I was fascinated by it. I sat there and said, "I wonder if the other sheep will do the same." The next one would come up, he did the same thing, and his sheep would come out. And so I ran over and asked one of the shepherds, said, "How do you know they're your sheep?" He said, "Oh, they know my voice. They know me." I said, "Have you ever lost any of them that might gone astray and follow other shepherds?" He said, "No. My sheep knows me and I know them. If one of them is missing, I know." Amazing. And I think that's the context what Jesus is trying to tell us, is that he is that shepherd who knows his sheep really well, and his sheep recognizes his voice when he calls them. For us, we know that Jesus is indeed the good shepherd. There's no question. But the question is, are we the members of his flock? Do we recognize Jesus' voice when he calls? It's not so easy, but it can be done. And that is if we have a close relationship with Him. We recognize the faces and voices of those whom we know and love really well, that we talk to every day. Spouses or children, perhaps grandchildren and relatives and close friends. Those people we know, recognize the voice even. But the rest we don't. And so how do we know that it's Jesus' voice when He calls us? Well, we have to spend time communicating, talking to, and meeting with Jesus. They are in our daily lives. Do we have a prayer life that we pray to God in the morning, pray at meal times, and also pray in the evening before we set ourselves to sleep? If we don't have that, then the chance of recognizing Jesus' voice when He talks to us is very slim. And then, of course, on Sunday, the Eucharist, that's a given. Do we spend the time coming to Mass on Sunday, listening to Jesus' words in the Bible, the homilies, and breaking bread with Him at His altar at the table? If we fail to do that, then again, the chance of recognizing Jesus' voice is very slim. Do we take the time to learn to study more about our faith, spiritual books that we read? If we haven't, then maybe it's time to renew that relationship with Jesus. At the end of this month, a group of children from our parish, they'll be receiving First Communion. They will be able to hold Jesus in their hands for the first time in their life, holding the Good Shepherd. For they have been in what we call the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd. It's a 9-year program, 3 levels. First level, ages from 3 to 6. Second level, from 7 to 9. Third level, from 10 to 12. The first level, when they come in from 3 to 6, we would think that our children at that age, they would always seek protection from the parents, protection also from people who know and love them to keep them safe. So perhaps when they enter this level of the Good Shepherd program, that they will be looking at Jesus as somebody who will protect them too. But we would be wrong. They're not looking for somebody to protect them, actually. They're looking for someone to love them. And so they see in Jesus somebody who loves them, who cares for them, who knows them each by name, and they respond to that very much. They gravitated to that portrait of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And on that first day when they come in, you see eventually there's a pen, a shepherd's pen for sheep, where Jesus is a shepherd in the middle, and each sheep, they get to color, they get to write their names on the sheep, and that's them. And they'll be in the same pen with Jesus, and they don't leave that pen until the teacher will take the Good Shepherd out, and the sheep, each of them will take their own sheep, they follow Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And so for the first 3 years, all they learn is about relationship with Jesus, how much Jesus loves them, and how much they want to return, to respond to that love, and not disappointing Jesus by not loving Him in return. First 3 years. The second 3 year, level two, where at 7 and 9, they learn by now the age of reason, they know wrong, they know right. And at this age where they sometimes they do revolt against parents a little bit, they said no to you when they should have said yes. And of course they might have sinned, you know, telling little fib, white lies, things like that. So they know that they sinned, they did something wrong. And it's not such as that doing something wrong that is bad. But when they did something wrong, they realize that they are not owning up to the loving relationship with Jesus Himself. And so we teach them first confession and give them first communion. That way they can reconcile with Jesus, the Good Shepherd. They be able to be on that relationship with Jesus again. 3 years they learned that the sacraments, the reconciliation, how to respond to Jesus' love. And then on the third level, from age 10 to 12, At this age, you know how they kind of stay away from mom and dad. You walk on the right, they walk on the left. Don't want to walk and to be seen with you because it's not cool. Don't want to be known as mama's boy or daddy's girl. And so they stay away from you a little bit. They're questioning everything. Why are we Catholic? Why do we go to Mass? Why do we have all these things they ask? Not because they're revolting, but because they want to know. And so at this age, we teach them how important it is to be Catholic. And so they get to not only renew their own baptismal promise because they were baptized as babies. They didn't know. Now they know. And so they would pledge to be Catholic, to be good practicing Catholic. They even sign their names on the book saying that they will be Catholics, and it has to for life. So they spent their whole life learning about Jesus, listening to Jesus, so that way when he does call, they recognize his voice, because they know Jesus loves them and they love Jesus in return. If you've never been to a class like that, we have it here. Stop by, just observe, just to see what it's like. You might get hooked. You never know. You might learn something even. Can you imagine? But it's okay. It's never too late. And so today at this table, Jesus invites all of us to come to partake in his body and blood that we might have life. And we might ask the question, what should we bring? And the response is, just bring yourself, and that will be enough. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. As man and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We are God's people, the sheep of his flock. And so we offer our prayers for the needs of all the world.
All the leaders in our church, as they strive to hear the voice of the one shepherd and lead us in his ways, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who lead our country and those running for elected office, that they may put public service above personal or political gain, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the young people of our community, especially those who are celebrating their confirmation this Easter season, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, as we seek to emulate the Good Shepherd in our own lives during this Jubilee Year of Mercy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
and for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Angeline Hernandez, Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesucita J. Canales, Delia Farias, and Ruben Moreno, Gonzalo and Margarita Viscano, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts. And for all our intentions spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers. O loving God, you know us and care for us and tend to all our needs. Graciously hear these our prayers and grant them through Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name. for our good Lord of all this holy church. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, our universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic host sing together in a hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis, our Pope, and Michael, our Bishop, the order bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom, that we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grants peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. By the body of the Lord Jesus, can you say?
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.